Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The series What Happens After Death continues. So previously we spoke about how the marhum now that has just passed on meets the souls of those people who are from his family and those people whom he was acquainted with in this world, providing that they are also in the same category as him, meaning believers or pious rather than unbelievers and sinners. And they very excited to meet him because they want to know about the latest news in as far as their family and their friends and acquaintances in the world is concerned. Is so-and-so married? Is so-and-so become a father or a mother? And then they ask about different people and he will say, no, they're well. Then they'll ask about someone and he'll keep quiet and then say, but that person passed on before me. Have you not met his soul already? And then they will say no. And the realization will dawn upon them that person then must be on the other side with the sinners and the unbelievers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save and protect us. And it's a great, great consolation for us as believers. You see, when you believe in barzakh, when you believe in akhirah, it's a very empowering belief. Because everything then is not hinged on this world. You know that my mother has passed on, my spouse has passed on, our souls will be reunited in Jannah, inshallah. It's a temporary separation, as painful as it may be. Those who don't believe, well, for them, it's a permanent separation. That's it. You're never going to see them again. We know we're going to see them again, and that gives us great consolation. Now, what about the people? Okay, now, those who have passed on, are they totally in isolation, or do they get to meet each other? We look at a hadith of Abu Qatada radiyallahu an, and he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the guardian of a deceased should ensure he has the best shroud, for the dead visit one another in their graves. This is narrated by Ibn Abi Dunya. Jabir radiyallahu an narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ensure your deceased has the best shroud, for indeed they show off their clothes and visit one another in the graves. Now, we need to understand this in its context. Of course, you don't put fancy clothing on. You don't put a suit and tie. You don't put a sharqiya abaya or a diffa kurta on for the marhum and say, well, they're going to meet all the others, so they have to show off their clothes. It means that there is a set garb for the kafan. Make sure that you use the prop. You know, you don't put a dirty kafan. You don't put an inadequate kafan, because they do get to meet each other. Ibn Abi Dunya has narrated an incident. He says, I saw Asim al-Jahdari in my dream. So he's narrating this incident from someone in Asim al-Jahdari's family. That I saw him in my dream 2 years after his death. I said to him, did you not die? He replied, of course I did. I then asked, so where are you? He said, by Allah, I am in one of the meadows of paradise. Every Thursday and Friday morning, a group of my companions and I gather with Bakr bin Abdullah al-Muzani and we receive news about all of you and what's happening in this world. So I asked him, in body and in soul? He said, no, the bodies are decomposed, but the souls meet. I then asked, are you aware that we visit you in the graveyard? He replied, we are away on Thursday night and the whole of Friday and into Saturday until sunset. I asked, how are the other days excluded? He said, because of the superiority and greatness of Friday. So what we learn from here is that the souls do get to meet each other. And when they get to meet each other, also they receive news about what's happening in the world, either from the angels or from those who just recently passed away. Now, the realm of barzakh, and this we will explain in greater detail in a later episode about whether barzakh has got to do only with the soul or only with the body or both body and soul. But at times it's only soul, at times it's body and soul. You know, it doesn't work exactly like in the dunya. So that's why the one narration talks about, you know, giving them the good shroud so that if the body is involved, then it's properly shrouded. And if it's only the souls, then it's only the souls. There is another narration of Ibn Abi Dunya. He says that when Bishr ibn Barra passed on, Umme Bishr became extremely emotional and said, O Messenger of Allah, people from Banu Salama keep dying. So tell me, do the deceased become acquainted with one another so that I may send Bishr my greetings? The Messenger of Allah said, yes, by him in whose hand is my life, Umm Bishr, they become acquainted just as birds become acquainted in the rooftops. Hence, every time a person from Banu Salama was near death, Umm Bishr would come to them and say, pass on my greetings to Bishr. So husband had passed on. And if anyone else in the family was now, you know, in the final moments, she'll say, pass on my greetings to him, because these souls do meet, as we have been discussing, and they do visit each other and they do interact with each other. There's a whole new life in barzakh. And that's why I've been explaining repeatedly that death doesn't mean that your existence comes to an end. Death means that your soul is now separated from your body. Your existence in this world comes to an end and you go into now a new existence. And that is the existence of Barzakh. May Allah grant us the understanding. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.